soundness of mentality. It is proverbial that people who doubt their sanity, as you say you do, are invariably well balanced. So have no fear. Your mentality is safe. How can you believe otherwise when you recall that there is only one mind, the divine, and that that mind is yours? If there is anything that can be depended upon in this world, it is the perpetual soundness of universal mind. That mind is popularly referred to as the Almighty. Who can dethrone him? History recounts only one attempt. It was headed, you remember, by Satan, and ended in disaster to him and his entourage. John, in his Revelation, pictures the event briefly but vividly. Milton amplifies the story in his Paradise Lost. More recently, Anatole France has given a philosophic account of that war in his Revolt of the Angels. No, it is unthinkable that the universal mind should be dethroned. Hence, it is unthinkable that man, whose mentality this mind is, should lose his reason. No act of his own, no act of an enemy, could bring about such a calamity. Man is unchangeably sane and balanced, because he is crowned with unwavering mind. Now, if every individual would acknowledge this sublime truth, the kingdom of heaven would come to earth. The present submergence is due to the stupidity of appraising people as material mortals, and to the fear that they will not only lose their bodies, but their souls. This constitutes the fall of man. We can bring about the restoration by translating ourselves from material mortals back to our native status of spiritual immortals. This we can do by consistent right thinking. Our salvation rests in our own hands, for everyone can think accurately. Indeed, in his better moments, he cannot do otherwise, endued as he is with divine intelligence. And if someone should come under the unfortunate belief that he is deranged, and therefore unable to think rationally of himself, others can supply that deficiency and insist upon his sanity. Thereby can his balance be restored. Your brother, far from being on the decline, is clearly on the way to a higher level of thinking. This means he is rising into that altitude where he will be amply occupied. Not only is there a place for him, but there is work for him. No doubt of this, and no doubt he will awaken to the fact, for are we not realizing every day that he is the temple of the living God, wherein are the strength and health and intelligence necessary to normal activity? We will not for a moment think of him as mentally impaired or incapacitated. He is full of energy and has a mind to work. And not only is he endued with a balanced and gracious mentality, but he is in the grasp of principle. And principle holds him in line with right conduct. He cannot get out of the realm of rational thinking and acting. In everyday language, he is sober, balanced, and serene. He knows what he should do, and he does it. On the other hand, he knows what he should not do, and refrains therefrom. Yes, he is under divine restraint and government. He cannot deviate from the norm. The one and all-knowing mind is no respecter of persons. he is quite as mindful of your boy as he is of the celebrities. And remember, the boy has never done anything, nor has anything ever happened to him that would interfere with the justice and generosity of mind. All that mind has is his, in line with the promise of the Father in the story of the prodigal, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Which means that the boy has the intelligence he needs for making good. His mentality is clear, because his mentality is none other than the mind we call God, who certainly is never confused or clouded. We will keep working, and working expectantly. Right again. You are quite right in your conclusion that there is one mind in the world, directing all things and all people. I remember reading this in a local paper not over 40 miles from your city of Ypsilanti when I was a boy on a Michigan farm. This mind, governing the universe and governing you, cannot be dimmed or lost. It always was, it always will be, lucid and searching. It is what is known as his presence. Hold to the fact that reason cannot be dethroned, or thinking blurred, or perception clouded. While there may be moments or days when we do not see or think too clearly, yet the unchanging fact is that mind, yours and mine, functions efficiently and is adequate to our needs. More than this, the Almighty is in the midst of you and me and of our affairs. If anything seems out of order with us today, we may be sure that the Almighty will rectify matters. This indwelling presence of the Almighty means, in plain language, that you are Almighty well, serene, and qualified to make the grade. Talk the above statements to yourself and amplify them in your own language. Whenever you do this, you pray, and make no mistake, prayer is answered. When you pray in this way, you identify yourself with an intelligence which will never prove inadequate. I am confident that Charlie will come to himself. He never has done anything, or thought anything, or encountered anything that could shake his mentality. For his mentality is that mind which stands like Gibraltar against any shock. Your note of the 9th shows that he is picking up. Of course he will come too. Only this morning I had a word from a man who was mentally clouded. During the night he had a dream so dramatic that he fell out of bed. Scrambling to his feet, he found that he was all right. This shows how close normal mentality is. It is so close that Charlie has it already. No wonder he wants to write. I expect he will produce a coherent letter pretty soon, and you do so also.